Come, Christ Jesus, come, you who welcome all from all the world. Come, Christ Jesus, come to meet, greet us now as we come as we are from every race and love and gender to build your house, our home. Today we gather in your presence to remember transgender, non-binary, intersex and gender diverse siblings, especially those whose lives have been taken by hatred, violence and neglect. In this sacred time of remembrance and resistance, make this place a harbour of love, a sanctuary of truth, and a doorway to change. Amen. E te whānau a te karaiti na mihi aroha ki a tātou katoa. O te whātālo whātū le swafo Jesu Kariso. A special welcome to those of you who are visiting us for the first time, and those of you who are not, to our glamophones who are going to be sharing in our worship through three songs this morning. Really wonderful to have you here this morning. And our special guest this morning is Marnie Mitchell. Now, Marnie's going to be sharing with us, and you're so famous because you're on Wikipedia. So I cheated, and that's where I got this little blurb from. So Marnie is an intersex activist and counsellor from Wellington. In 2021, Marnie was recognised as a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit. Since 1996, Marnie has been actively involved in education on intersex and gender variance issues, lecturing at universities and running workshops around the world, and was also involved in the production of several TV documentaries, a film and a photography book. They are a human rights advocate and educator, and Marnie is thought to be one of the first intersex non-binary New Zealanders to receive the MNZ. So what a privilege it is for you to be to share our reflection this morning. Let us pray. God of all compassion, we come together on this Transgender Day of Remembrance to remember all gender diverse people who have been persecuted, discriminated against, suffered hate crime, have been murdered or have taken their own lives because of the rejection they face. Help us today to understand the things we may not understand. Help us to bring love and not hate. Help us to rejoice in the diversity that humanity creates. God of all genders and none, source of our glorious difference and true harmony, bearer of all pain and spirit of transformation, we give you thanks that you have created us in your own image, in the many splendid forms of our human diversity. Hear us as we remember and affirm gender diverse people. Transform the violence, pain and struggles of the past and present. Bring new life out of death, hopelessness and despair, and empower us with your grace, strength and joy. May we be like kingfishers catching fire, dragonflies drawing flame, beautiful butterflies shining with your love. In the name of Christ incarnate in 1,000 places and more. Amen. And together we read the Jesus Prayer. Eternal Spirit, life giver, pain bearer, love maker, source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world, your heavenly will be done by all created beings, your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. for you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Now, Riley has made a special request if he can light the rainbow candle this morning. First in, first serve, eh, Riley? Come on. So we light this rainbow candle to show that we are an inclusive community and for our children. Do you want to blow it out? Good boy.
Our first reading is from the Hebrew Bible, Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And our gospel reading is from Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 to 2 and 4. Israel's only Saviour. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze. And our contemporary reading, Transgender Day of Remembrance poem, a poem by Steph Meach, Trans Experience Development Lead, 18th November 2019. When I meet my maker and go up to the skies, I will sit right down beside them and look them in their eyes. Oh, why did you do this? Oh, why will I cry? My life has been a struggle right up until I died. I was not like the others. I just did not fit in. I had so many issues. Just where would I begin? I was born a boy, but even I could see as I grew up, there was no male in me. I tried to be a good son, a father and a dad, but deep inside I'm hurting and I'm feeling bad. For I'm a lady and I've always been, I've just hidden her, didn't want her to be seen. But now I am a female, I just want you to see, the girl that's there in front of you, that girl is really me. Please do not judge me. I do that by myself. I want to be me now, not anybody else. I may not be a beauty, that I must confess, with my dyed red hair and my long coloured dress, but I'm at peace now for you, for who you now see. Yep, that lady. Well, that lady is really me. For the word and scripture and music, for the word among us, for the word within us, we give thanks.
Morena, Talafalaba, Reverend Faye, and all who are gathered here today. Thank you for this opportunity to speak this morning. I'm humbled to be back in this beautiful church and the whakapapa this place holds. My name is Marnie. I'm a queer-identifying, non-binary, intersex person. And for the last 30 years, I've been working to bring awareness and change in Aotearoa for the communities I belong to. Before I get to what I was going to talk about today, I need to speak to what has happened this past week. It's Transgender Day of Remembrance that honours trans people lost to homicide, violence and memorials all around the world. This year, advocates are using the sombre day to call on politicians to stop demonising trans and gender non-conforming people and to take responsibility for their anti-trans rhetoric. So I don't know if it's a cruel irony, coincidence, or a deliberate act that it was this week of all weeks that Health Minister Simeon Brown chose to announce that the government was stopping the prescription of puberty-blocking hormones for medical treatment of transgender youth. As justification, he cited widely discredited research from the UK. I'll come back to this issue, but I wanted to speak to this and acknowledge the outrage, pain, and distress that some here will be feeling as a result of this decision. A decision that sits in a much broader, extreme right-wing agenda that attacks marginal communities and has focused on the transgender community, rolling back human rights protections and access to medical care. Transgender Day of Remembrance, Georgina Beyer, internationally recognised and valued Member of Parliament, activist extraordinaire. We lost Georgina in March 2023. She was only 63 years old, and while she left a remarkable legacy, her work was not finished. Her voice, activism, and clarity is much missed. I have no doubt Georgina would have had more than a few choice words for this current government and its new policy. One of the areas that Georgina was working on was a Treaty of Waitangi claim, seeking redress for the impact of colonisation on Takatāpui communities here and in the Pacific. Prior to the arrival of Europeans in the Pacific, the transgender, gay, intersex realities were known, valued, and integrated positively into all Pacific communities. This critically important truth for us all to hold as we seek to consider how to respond to the bigotry, hate, and harm that current far-right beliefs and actions are causing. So today, Georgina, I speak your name. Recognise your work and courage. You are remembered. You are loved. We will not forget you. Back to what I had originally planned to talk about today, my links to this building, you all and the work and activism that you nurture here. I was born in 1953, so a post-war baby, grew up in remote rural New Zealand in the centre of the North Island, a small community called Karikau on the banks of the Whanganui River. My parents were of the time and generation, both negatively impacted by the war. They were divorcees and trying, like many at the time, to return to normality. My arrival shattered that picture. Identified incorrectly as a hermaphrodite at birth, assigned male for my first year, it was an era of shame, secrecy, of medical might, when thinking of the time was very binary, when it was believed that all children had to be male or female and had to look male or female. So it was under that paradigm that my gender was changed to female at age one, and over the following years I had various surgeries to make me look more female. It's a story that I did not come to terms with until after my parents had passed. I was 40 and finally had access to appropriate professionals who helped me with my trauma to reach a place where I was comfortable with myself and able to tell my story. I'd trained initially as a teacher. Education has been in my bones and a passion since that time. I also worked in local government, reaching senior management positions before leaving to deal with my own life crisis, trauma history, and from that time I emerged knowing I can't change the past, I can learn from it, and that as a teacher, educator, and as someone familiar with the workings of bureaucracy and government, I could use these skills and knowledge to set an organisation to work on these issues. In 1996, I started to form a not-for-profit that became known as ITANS, the Intersex Trust of Aotearoa New Zealand. My first board member was Dame Margaret Sparrow, for I knew right from the beginning that if we were going to change the model, change attitudes, I would need to work with doctors and with the medical system. During this time, I retrained as a mental health professional, training both as a counsellor and as a psychotherapist. We set up an office in the old Harcourts building on Lambton Quay, and it was a result of the amazing people I was working with that we had maybe the first ever fundraiser for an intersex NGO in the world here in 1998, the Concert for Courage. It was a wonderful event. We raised over $6,000, an astonishing amount for the times. But more, we raised the profile of the issue and we brought more people into the mahi. And I really want to acknowledge the role that this church played in that. The last person I want to talk about today, and I ran out of time when I was rewriting this, is a person that I met in 1997 in America called Sally Gross. Sally was the same age as me, and while we are two very different people, I think we shared a similar desire for change that was anchored in humanity, humility, respect, and gentleness. Sally had grown up in South Africa. She was born into a Jewish family and initially raised as a male. Sally became very involved in South African politics and was involved in the anti-apartheid fight. As a result of that work, threats were made against Sally's life, and Sally at the time was living as a male and was assisted to leave South Africa and lived for a time in Israel. It was during that time that Sally had a crisis of faith and moved to the UK, where Sally became a Catholic priest. And for 10 years lived in that role, became very involved in the Catholic Church, and was an academic and scholar. But during that time, Sally was also questioning their gender identity and trying to find out more about being an intersex person. So under the advice of someone that Sally was working with, Sally decided to live experimentally initially in the role of female. That set off a trajectory of many things, which eventually included Sally being excommunicated from the Catholic Church. Now, some of you will be aware of the film Conclave. I don't know if the people that wrote the script for that film knew about Sally, but it would not surprise me. So one of the people that I want to acknowledge and honour today is Sally. Sally is no longer with us. They died, I didn't write down the date, but it must be over 10 years ago. So I really hold Sally and Georgina today as we think about what we need to do in this moment. I believe absolutely that the current toxicity that is coming to the world from the extreme right needs to be counted, and it can be counted by love, by standing up and speaking back. Transgender people have become the symbolism of this hate movement. And as I'm coming to the end of what I'm talking about today, I want this to be a catalyst for further thought. It is no accident that transgender people are being targeted. In the extreme right-wing politics of the rise of Nazi Germany, it was the transgender community that was first targeted by Hitler and his government. I think it's a time that's calling on all of us to really think about what is true and what is important, and this church embodies this. And very much how you provided a safe haven for the birth of the ITANs and all the work that we went on to do, I think this is a time for us to be thinking of a new rebirthing and a new speaking back to these politics of hatred, bigotry. Government has no place in telling medical doctors what to do. It's extraordinary that we've got to that place in Aotea, New Zealand. Thank you so much, V, for providing me with this opportunity to talk today, to reach out to all of you and to remind us love in the end overcomes hate. I think the toolbox for how to respond to what is going on in the world at the moment is in places like this. If we can reach out and connect all across Aotearoa and across the planet, then I believe absolutely we can speak to and walk past this period of time that we're all experiencing. Thank you again. Thank you for this opportunity and for all that is going on in this beautiful building. Thank you.
Tata Marie. My name's Fionn. My pronouns are they, them, and I'm part of the community here at St. Andrew's on the Terrace. Have been for 25 years now. I'm saying some words before our time of remembrance part of the service. The Trans Murder Monitoring Project includes 281 transgender individuals whose deaths were reported in the past year. The majority of them were trans women. Black, Indigenous and people of colour were disproportionately targeted, and sex workers were the most targeted group of all known occupations. The second most targeted group is activists. Troublingly, activists seem to be increasingly targeted, with the percentage of cases rising from 6% in 2023 to 9% last year and 14% this year. This suggests there may be increasing attempts to silence those fighting for trans rights. This year, our government chose to announce a ban on puberty blockers on the eve of the actual day of Transgender Day of Remembrance. We always mark it on a Sunday here. The decision they announced reflects political ideology justified with misinformation, going against the advice of health and human rights experts. The risks of withholding this health care, forcing young people through a puberty they cannot stop or reverse, are clearly demonstrated and significant. For some young people and families, this will be devastating. Even for those of us not directly affected, it brings up fear about where this will lead. The rhetoric used to justify the legislation fuels the discrimination and hatred that leads to increased violence towards trans, gender non-conforming and intersex people. In the words of transgender advocate Gwendolyn Ann Smith, who started TDOR, "With so many seeking to erase transgender people, sometimes in the most brutal ways possible, it's vitally important that those we lose are remembered and that we continue to fight for justice." I was thinking during the children's talk about Pooh's default reaction being to be critical to himself, and thinking about the stats, which always reflect some groups vastly disproportionately. And I was remembering a time in my life when I was experiencing violence regularly, and how even though I can now see there's reasons why aspects of my identity mean I'm more likely to experience these things, at the time it's hard not to see yourself as the only common denominator and to internalise that violence and hatred. And I was thinking as well about the things we're already hearing from young people who are worried about not just are they going to be able to access healthcare, but is society going to get less and less safe for them? They're trying to silence us. They're trying to break our spirit. They're trying to make our whānau and community turn against us. And the way to counter that is to speak louder, to connect more, to reach out and create love and understanding. Penny's going to light our candles up the front in a moment, and then after that the Glamophones are going to sing. And while we sing, you're invited to come up and light one of the small candles on the tables at the front. And after we finish singing, hopefully Peter will keep playing for a bit so the Glamophones have a chance to do that as well. One of the songs we're singing is about carrying the light. And for me this year, I want to be thinking about the ways that we can actually do that in meaningful ways for the young people in our communities, to help them to hold on when things are seeming dark. We light a candle in memory of the 281 trans and gender diverse people who've been reported as murdered in the year just past. God of peace, we give thanks for each precious life, for the divine light they shone in the world, and we mourn their senseless deaths. May all those who grieve find comfort and support. We acknowledge that these reported deaths only represent a fraction of the loss of life. We light a candle for those whose deaths were not reported or whose identities are erased as a last act of violence. God of justice, you know their names. Enfold them in your love. Strengthen us for the work of challenging injustice, ignorance, and hate that fuels violence. We light a candle for all the trans and gender diverse people who've died because society did not ensure they had shelter, safe and accessible healthcare, and adequate income to survive. God of liberation, strengthen and guide us in the work that is needed to bring about a world where all can live with dignity and thrive. We light a candle for those who did not receive the love, support, and acceptance they needed, who internalized the violence of the world and took their own lives. We hold in our hearts those who were still children, who could no longer continue the struggle just to exist. God of love, help us carry the light to those who've been left in the dark too long. Guide us to bring the light of radical inclusion and love into families, churches, schools and communities. On this day, we stand together against hate and we renew our commitment to work for justice. In this way, we not only honour those we have lost, we affirm the lives of the living in being allies, activists and advocates as we affirm the truth that all life is precious. We light a candle for the future we yearn for, a world where transgender and gender expansive and intersex children are protected, believed and cherished. A future where they get to grow up in safety and respect to be adults who can flourish. God of all time, you kindle the flames of hope. We will never let them die away.
And now let us pray the prayers of the people in the presence we name God. On this Transgender Remembrance Sunday, we give thanks for the many diverse people in our whānau and community. We treasure the richness they bring, the rainbow of multiple perspectives, talents, and life experience. We hold in love and compassion all gender diverse people, so many of whom live under the weight of violence, fear, and intolerance. May those who are struggling with fear or persecution find the strength and courage to stand up and live their truth. May they find peace in their hearts and confidence in their identity, knowing they are valued and loved. We hold in our hearts all those who mourn the loss of loved ones due to violence and prejudice. We yearn for a more just and compassionate world where difference is embraced and valued, not judged and condemned. As a community here at St. Andrew's on the Terrace, may we find the strength to challenge unjust systems and build a world where all identities are honoured, all expressions are cherished, and no one has to be afraid to live as their authentic selves. May all physical, emotional, and spiritual violence come to an end. There are no prayers written in the book this morning, so we move to our circle of prayer. And we think today of the people of Venezuela, and we pray for Roman Catholic people throughout the world. We hold all refugees in our hearts, those who have fled their homes because of natural disaster, oppression, violence, or war. We give thanks that we in Aotearoa, New Zealand, are able to offer a small number of refugees the opportunity to resettle in our country. We pray for the leaders and people of other faith communities around the Motu. We remember those in Parliament, and today we name Katie Naimon and Damien O'Connor. Here in the Central Presbytery, we pray for the leaders and people of the Hastings St. Mark's Presbyterian Church. And we join all our prayers this morning in the prayer for St. Andrew's and for everybody from other places, other communities. Please make this a prayer for your people and your place. Together we say, bless your people, God, and renew our life in this place. Refresh us with a spirit of love and respect for all who follow the Jesus way, for those whose pathways differ from our own, and for care of the earth and its creatures. Bless the cities in which we live, that they may be places where honest dealing, good government, desire for beauty, and the care for others flourish. Bless this church, that what we know of your will may become what we do and what we believe, the strong impulse of our worship and work. Amen.
May the delight of God fill your souls with joy and give you strength to celebrate and embody Christ's love in the world, and the blessing of God, creating, transforming, and making new, bring you to your true and loving home, now and always. Amen.